Statistically, at least, American families are changing. Michael Rosenfeld, a professor of sociology at Stanford University, has been studying the demographics of couples and families in the United States. Over the past two or three generations, he has observed, there has been a surge in single-person households, especially among people in their 20s.
It's very popularly believed that we live in what's called a boomerang generation, where all the young people are returning to home to live with their parents. But in fact, what really typifies modern life is the extent to which young adults live apart from their parents. I mean, young adults used to always live with their parents, and now they only sometimes live with their parents.
That time alone, what Rosenfeld calls the independent life stage, correlates to a later age for first marriages, which are now occurring about 5 years later on average than they used to, typically now at age 27 or 28. But the biggest change, as research has revealed, is how couples are meeting now.
Among all couples who've met in the United States in the past 2 years, about 22% met online. And of those people who met online, almost all of them meet somebody who's basically a perfect stranger to them. So they're meeting somebody that their friends don't know, their mom doesn't know. This is a new territory in relationships in the United States.
For certain subgroups of the general population, those for whom potential partners are harder to find or identify, the rate of online meetings is even higher.
The ability to find somebody yourself online is more important if you're looking for the kind of partner who's hard to find. So if you're gay or lesbian, you're looking for a same-sex partner, it's a lot easier to find that person online than it is in day-to-day life because gays and lesbians are a pretty small percentage of the overall population and you can't always tell who's who. Secondly, your mom doesn't necessarily know who all the gay people in your town are.
At the same time, Rosenfeld found, the duration of relationships that began online isn't really any different than other relationships.
People who meet online have relationships that are just as durable as people who meet through some family connection or people who meet at work. The one category of people whose relationships seem to be more durable are the people who meet through church, but that's partly a function of the kind of people who meet through church. They tend to not believe in divorce, and they stick it out through thick and thin.
Nor does there appear to be any difference in the incidence of divorce.
Divorce rate has been kind of stable in the United States since around 1980. There was a big increase in the 70s when no-fault divorce was first inaugurated in California and then it spread around the country. The rate of divorce rose dramatically. Since 1980, it's been fairly stable. So it doesn't seem to be the case that later age at marriage is giving us much less divorce, but the truth is we don't really know yet. It's too early to tell.
Rosenfeld's studies also debunk the popular notion of the 7-year itch. By far, most breakups occur in the early weeks, months, or years of a relationship, he reports, and the longer it endures, the less likely it is to be broken off. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.